So it's May 9th, 2019. I'm in Hanuman Bay in Hawaii. I've been thinking that I want to refine my worldview of the big picture of reality with the Jewish question, with Buddhist cosmology, with UFOs and aliens, and how ufology is in harmony with Buddhist cosmology, and how our history fits in with the Jewish question, how the Jewish elite are suppressing our history from us. Not just recent history, like lying about 9/11 in World War II, lying about our ancient history, say with Egypt and advanced ancient global civilizations. This is so profoundly. George Orwell said the way to destroy people is to destroy their sense of their own history and who they are, because if people don't know where they came from, who they were, who they are, then they're less likely to understand what they can be, because who they were in the past shows them what they can be. Particularly in our case, I think with the white race, we probably flourished greatly around the world. This advanced ancient global civilization with the pyramids was likely, the white race was a dominant race. It might have been something like the caste system we see from India. So if we have that kind of confidence, knowing what we were, this inspires us to become that again. It's like we've lost our past glory and we can get it back. That's why the Jewish elite is so desperate to suppress from us the truth of our great past and the great virtues and accomplishments of the altruism of the white race. I know it sounds kind of racist, you could say, but just look at all of humanity, the Gentiles, what was accomplished in the past. This is being hidden from us. So advanced ancient history, it is a big deal. Recent history that's been hidden from us, it's a big deal. So I'm trying to refine and hone my worldview of everything, the big picture of the Jewish question, cosmology, UFOs, aliens, history, and ancient history. So when something comes up, like say, someone tells me about a particular conspiracy, or I click on some YouTube video about some really evil, bad news or whatever, I want to be able to put that into perspective so that it's understandable and that it makes sense. It doesn't help if someone just tells you about another conspiracy, another crime, another evil. If it's just a one-off thing, or it doesn't fit into something that makes sense, it's just demoralizing. So from a Buddhist view, as a Buddhist, I think of Mara as the top of evil, Mara the evil one. He's always in the world. We know he's always in the world. He's always up to his tricks, his nefarious activities to cause trouble in the world, to have evil in the world. So we know that. So from that perspective, you can kind of tie that into some of the evils that are happening in the world. If they're really organized, or highly organized at a high level of evil, then you can regard that as a force of Mara in the world, rather than just your ordinary passion, aggression, and ignorance. So that's why I like to talk about this. I encourage you, the viewer, to add to this, to take this worldview, this bigger picture, and try to help me explain it and hone it out, since I don't have it fully understood. I don't know who does. It's discouraging for me. I don't know Buddhists. Very few Buddhists would talk in these terms of, say, cosmology, UFOs, for instance. Reptilians were described by the Buddha as Nagas. You don't see monks teaching this. Why don't they? I mean, David Icke teaches it. We need leadership, and I feel the Buddhist understanding of the universe and cosmology is true. Being a very religious Buddhist myself, I believe this, and it is true. And it is relevant to our 21st century world today. So why don't the Buddhist monks talk about this? I hope there are some that do. If you find any, let me know. How's my hair? I've just been swimming at the beach, snorkeling here. Snorkeling in Hanuman Bay, so I'm justified to be concerned about my hair. So this is an ongoing project. I invite you to volunteer, get involved, perhaps contact me. We can do some research into this. We're trying to understand the big picture, the Jewish question, aliens, history, and ancient history, see it all fixed together, in a synthesized, you know, sensible whole, so the universe makes sense, so this world makes sense. That it's not just a random, violent, crazy, evil world, that there is some method to what's going on in this world. This is what we're trying to understand. And it helps us to save time, so you don't have to spend too much time immersing yourself in one particular spirit conspiracy. If you can fit it in, you know, sort of what level that's at, fine. You don't have to know all the details of 9/11, for instance. You don't have to know all the details of the Kennedy assassination. It's good to understand the big picture. So this is something I like to talk up, something that I'm concerned about, and I'll be talking about more later. So thanks for listening, and like and subscribe. Please donate to Brian Ruse Show, and there are more videos coming.